Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. One of our most popular podcast and webcast guests is executive coach Marshall Goldsmith, author of the New York Times bestseller, What Got You Here Won't Get You There, as well as the new book, Succession. Today, Marshall is here to share with us how to exert your influence in today's tough times. The topic is related to an upcoming AMA program, The Secrets of Managing Up. It will broadcast live on May 19th at 1 p.m. Eastern, and it's part of AMA's new line of premium webinars. To find out more about this special 90-minute webinar, please visit amanet.org/events. And now, here's Marshall.
Well, what I'm going to deal with is influencing anyone when you don't have direct line power. Every decision in the world is made by the person who has the power to make that decision, not the smartest person or the best person or the right person. And it is amazing how few people understand this. Every decision is made by the person who has the power to make that decision. Once we make peace with that, number one, we're a lot happier. And two, we become more effective. We don't go through life looking for something that isn't there. Peter Drucker said, "The great majority of people tend to focus downward. They are occupied with efforts rather than results. They worry over what the organization and their superiors, quote, owe them and should do for them. And they are all conscious, above all, of the authority they, quote, should have. And as a result, they render themselves ineffectual." I see this in the Silicon Valley where I work with what I call the Dilbert effect. People waste so much time whining and complaining about them. What's wrong with them? Why don't they do something for me? And as technical experts become so focused on being right, they forget about making a positive difference. As a member of the organization, your goal should not be to prove how right or smart you are. It should be to make a positive difference. If you don't make a positive difference, what does it matter that you're smart? Your wisdom isn't helping the world very much. So many technically competent people have spent years perfecting their technical knowledge and have never spent any time learning how to communicate and influence decision makers. Now, let me give you some guidelines. Guideline number one, when presenting ideas to upper management, realize it is your responsibility to sell, not their responsibility to buy. In many ways, if you look at influencing up or influencing out without direct line power, think of yourself as a great salesperson who's calling on a great customer. And if you do that, you'll follow some of these other guidelines and you'll tend to become much more effective. Realize it is my responsibility. It isn't their responsibility. They don't have to do this. Number two, focus on contribution to the larger good, not just the achievement of your objectives. An effective salesperson will never say to a customer, "You need to buy this product because if you don't, I won't achieve my objectives." Amazingly, when we influence up in the organization, people say this all the time. When you sell to the needs of the person you're selling to. You do not sell to your own needs. That would be like a salesperson saying, "You must buy this product because I need to make my commission." It's not the customer's problem. It's your problem. Number three, strive to win the big battles. Don't waste energy and psychological capital on trivia. Executives' time is very limited. Do a thorough analysis of your idea before challenging the system. If it's a small, somewhat trivial point, let it go. And I'm also amazed at how many people have a need to win on ridiculous topics like sports, where they have absolutely no impact and make no difference anyway. Win the big stuff. People are more annoyed with us because of our need to win small, trivial points than they are because of our needs to win big, important points. Next, present a realistic cost-benefit analysis of your ideas. Don't just sell benefits. One of my good clients is Greg Brown, the new CEO of Motorola. He said he always likes it when people come prepared with ideas. When they realize, here's what I want you to do, here's why, here's the cost, and here's where I think the benefits outweigh the costs. Sometimes we just go to people and say, "You should do this because it's good." It always has a cost. If I'm asking for resources, some of my peers are not going to get those resources. Why should these resources be directed to me instead of my peers? You need to make your case before you sell up. Next, Always challenge up on issues involving ethics or integrity. Never remain silent on ethical violations. How many ethics violations does it take to ruin the reputation of your company? That would be one. So if you're ever asked to do anything immoral, illegal, or unethical, don't do it. Because if you do it, not only do you sell out the company, you sell out yourself. Next, realize that upper managers are just as human as you are. Never say, "I'm amazed that someone at this level," followed by, "isn't rational, did weird things." I hear this constantly. Well, let's face it, most of the people at this level, are they mostly young or older? Older. Mostly women or men? Men. Have you ever read a history book that indicated you take a bunch of old men, you give them lots of status and money and power, they begin to act sane and rational? I never read that book. I must have missed it. Let's see. Right now, as I'm giving this talk, what state am I in? New York? Oh, our governor. Is his behavior just a little naughty recently? I think so. Oh, what's the state next door? New Jersey. I could go on and on and on. Presidents, kings, rulers, all act crazy. Just because people are at high levels, they don't stop being human. They're no less human than you are. They're no more human than you are. They're just people like everybody else. Don't expect something different. You're not going to find it. Treat upper managers with the same courtesy as partners or customers. Don't be disrespectful. I am shocked at how much time people waste on blasting upper management. I read a research study recently. 15 hours a month, the average American has spent blasting upper management or listening to someone else blast upper management. What a waste of time. And by the way, the word comes back to them. And once they hear that you've been bum-wrapping them, what happens to your odds on effectively influencing them? It doesn't get better. It just gets worse. We confuse two terms, honesty and disclosure. And we excuse inappropriate disclosure by saying, "but it's honest." There are a million honest things that we don't have to say. Before you make a comment, ask yourself four questions. Question number one, will this comment help our company? Question number two, will this comment help our customers? Question number three, will this comment help the person I'm talking to? Question four, will this comment help the person I'm talking about? If the answer is no, 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 don't say it. There's a difference between total honesty and stupid disclosure. And we confuse these terms all the time, inhibiting our ability to influence as we go up in the organization. Next, support the final decision of the team. Don't say, "they made me tell you," if you're in management. If you ever go back to the team and say, "they made me tell you," what is the message you've given about yourself as a leader? You're not a leader, you're a messenger. One thing worse than "they told me to tell you," "those idiots made me tell you." If we stab upper management in the back in front of our direct reports, what do we teach our direct reports to do when they disagree with us? Stab us in the back. And whose back will ultimately benefit from this training program? This is going to come back and hit us in our own back. In the same way, if we constantly blast our parents in front of our children, what do we teach our children to do? Make the same type of comments about us. Before speaking about upper management, realize one thing and ask yourself one question. If my direct reports disagreed with me, how would I want them to present this disagreement? I doubt that you would want them to come back and talk about what an idiot you were. Well, don't do that to somebody else. Next, make a positive difference. Don't just try to win or be right. The number one problem with the people I work with is winning too much. Having this incessant need to prove that we're right or smart or special. Again, try to make a difference. And if you look up and you have something you want to say and you realize it's going to make absolutely no difference, you have no chance of succeeding, take a deep breath and let it go. If you're asked to do something immoral, illegal, or unethical, don't do it. Let's say you're asked to do something you don't agree with. It's not immoral, illegal, or unethical. It's a done deal. Salute the flag and go do it. And by the way, if you can't do it, start looking for another job. Leave the company. But don't get in this infinite loop of complaining about things constantly. You're talking about how bad they are. And finally, focus on the future. Let go of the past. We have this incessant need to go back and dredge up the past. How many of you have ever heard your husband, wife, or partner, or friend impress you with their near photographic memory of your previous sins, which have been documented and will be shared with you in a repetitive and annoying way. But we can't change the past anyway. So if you want to do a good job of influencing up, don't sit there and whine about what people have done. Focus on what they can do. Now, if you follow these guidelines, you treat managers like you would treat good customers, you're not always going to win. You know what? If you do everything I just talked about, you're going to increase your probabilities of success.
Just remember, we really need your feedback. So please drop us an email at podcast@amanet.org or call us at 800-697-3406. That number again is 800-697-3406. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.